This is Kelly Blewett. Author and illustrator Natalie Babbitt is best known for her historical fantasy, Tuck Everlasting. She passed in 2016, however, her voice lives on in the new collection titled Barking with the Big Dogs, on writing and reading books for children. The book is composed of public speeches Babbitt made on the topic of children's literature from 1970 through 2004. If you are a fan of children's literature, especially its relatively recent history, this collection is not to be missed. Babbitt presents herself not only as an adult who writes for children, but also as an adult who remembers what it was like to read as a child. Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll is a kind of lighthouse in the sea of children's literature for Babbitt. It was her favorite book when she was young, and she references it in almost every one of her speeches. Alice as a character made sense to Babbitt because they both recognized the same thing, that grown-ups were rather mad. She writes, and I quote, "Oh, the adults who populate Wonderland, rude, sarcastic, short-tempered, quick to get their feelings hurt, irrational, full of senseless advice. Alice stands up to them. She doesn't let them push her around," end quote. Little Alice was thinking about the world and the grown-ups in it in a way that resonated with little Natalie Babbitt, and she wants to see her books reach the inner world of children in a similar fashion. She is stuck in an unusual conundrum, then, when her book, Tuck Everlasting, becomes widely assigned in schools. Used to teach vocabulary words and as the basis for short writing assignments, it was, she felt, turned into a worksheet. Of course, she's grateful to have written a significant book, and of course she supports and values teachers, but the use of Tuck Everlasting in schools provides many occasions for Babbitt to muse aloud about the limits of literature, the fragility of the magic of a story, and the personal nature of reading. In an essay titled Protecting Children's Literature, Babbitt writes, "I don't believe in using fiction to teach anything except the appreciation of fiction." Her respect for children comes through clearly. After receiving a critical letter from a 10-year-old girl named Lainey Moskowitz, who commented, quote, "I don't think your book was very interesting because many parts were too confusing to understand," Babbitt says, "How fine that is! If only I could have expressed my judgments as well and as fearlessly at that age of 10. It is good to be honest about books, good to see clearly with your critical eye." Here we see admirable qualities in Babbitt as a public writer. She appreciates a little bit of gumption in her reader and has both a sense of humor and of humility about her own work. She also, in turn, has her own opinions and cites her dislike, and I mean passionate dislike, of the Victorian children's classic, The Water Babies. She says that is one of the few opinions she will hold on to until her dying day. As I haven't read Water Babies, I can't comment on her critical stance, but as a fellow reader and journeyer, I felt in her honest dislike a little bit more freedom to follow my own inclinations when it comes to reading books for pleasure. To read this book, then, is to muse alongside Babbitt and to witness a writer willing to go out on a limb, willing to share something of herself. One of Babbitt's lesser-known books, titled Nellie, A Cat on Her Own, involves a cat marionette whose caretaker passes away. With the help of a real cat named Big Tom, Nellie finds her way to a beautiful patch of woods. She realizes that she can also move on her own and she can even dance. At the end of the story, the puppet is offered an opportunity to find another caretaker, but will she take it? No. She opts to live wild, tucked into the tree where she can join the others and take part in the world. Babbitt has referred to this book as a kind of mini autobiography, and it's no wonder. In Barking with the Big Dogs, we see a similar writer, one who is part timid and part bold, coming out to the world of ideas to take a chance, to fully live, and to encourage her readers to do the same, whatever that might mean for them. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.